I wanted to ask you a question about motherhood, actually. Has that been hard for you to kind of balance doing a full-time mom thing with your music, or do you find it helps you in a way? Do they complement each other?
Well, it's hard to find the time to really sit down with and complete a thought because, you know, I'm with my two children every day.
Right.
But at the same time, it makes me feel like this well is getting full, you mm-hmm. know, where I feel like I want to be creative again because I'm watching them and it's really inspiring each minute, each day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to find time around the day when they're sleeping, mostly when I can really sit down and try to put some things down on paper, play around on the guitar.
Mm-hmm. You have a nice little home studio set up?
Yeah, we have a little, it's real small, but it's pretty good, you know, it's effective, does mm-hmm. the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it easier. I don't have to, like, go any other places. I can just try to work out ideas here.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Because another thing that comes to mind, I know I just keep going back to your songs, but they really are strong songs, is they seem so to be so sweet, but they also have that strength, you know, like a mother strength almost. And
I've never heard that before. That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, like the kind, like, you know, it'll be this little frail woman, but if her child's under a car, she'll lift up the car. You
uh-huh.
know what I mean? That's what I was thinking as I was listening to your music again. And
yeah.
I know you've had your music online with us for a while, too. So have you kind of gained a fan base from having the page up, or have you gotten any feedback from maybe people who discovered you or who
didn't? Yeah, it's been really good. It's been a really good avenue for that because, you know, it's pretty easy. You put the songs up there and hope that the right people will, you know, discover it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, you know, emails from people who like things, or they might buy a CD from the page. And
mm-hmm.
So it's been really good for me, anyway.
Good.
So
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a compelling factor about just your whole presentation, like your pictures that you choose and your pictures on your homepage at lisasorbonne.com. And actually, let me spell that for you in case someone's just listening to this. It's Lisa Sorbonne, CERBONE.com. And a lot of the pictures, too, seem very filmic. And you have black and white photos. And, you know, who does that? Do you put that together? Do you have an artist that puts that together for you?
I usually put those together myself.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing that. I like working with graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually try to find pictures that I think go with the songs in some way.
Hmm.
Because it does seem like the songs, for me, anyway, they have a cinematic quality to them. And just for an example, when I was on a record label and I had them picking pictures for me every once in a while, I would think, no, that's not it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why I spend the time doing it by myself. And it's fun. It's really fun.
That's nice. They're really, I think there was one of a train I saw on your homepage,
mm-hmm.
and just takes you somewhere else.
Yeah, I have, for some reason, train imagery. that kind of imagery runs through the songs, and then, yeah, the pictures. I love trains. I don't know why.
Freedom, motion, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. When I was a little girl, we lived right by the Lackawanna train in New Jersey used to go right behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that has something to do with it on the subconscious level or what, but Yeah, I like trains a lot.
Have you had any kind of musical training or, background? Have you just kind of done, has the road trained you, or what's your background?
I took little classes here and there, maybe took a guitar lesson here or there. I have really good teachers. But mostly I just kind of done things on my own. I'm not really good with playing other people's songs, so it's just seemed easier and natural to just start playing around with my own. It's like putting a little puzzle together. It's just really fun. So I think that's kind of how it's evolved for me. And my brothers were in bands a lot. They were more into the heavy metal band. But when I was growing up, there were always musicians in our house, and there were always instruments lying around, and a lot of music being played on the stereo, a lot of different types. So I just listened, you know.
Interesting. We did a little in studio a while ago with the Innocence Mission, and I know you had written that you feel like your music is similar to theirs. To what? I mean, just off the top of your head, this is probably a deep question, but to what would you attribute that kind of style? I mean, it's been called like slowcore before, just that very step-by-step sort of music. There's so many artists that, like the Red House Painters, for instance, have that sound and low and that kind of thing. To what would you attribute that kind of music? Do you think it fulfills a need in people just to slow down or to be more contemplative, or I just was curious about your opinion about that.
I think that when I listen to that kind of music, I'm a big fan of it. It takes these moments that pass by so fast and just kind of solidifies it, like just this moment that is trying to be captured in a piece of music. And it makes you think, slow. Yeah, I guess it does kind of make you slow down and just think. I know when I listen to the Red House Painters, that's kind of what happens when I listen to Mark's music. It just gets you stopped in that moment and thinking about it on a lot of different levels that when it passed by you didn't really understand. And it's also a very emotional thing too. Really taps into that emotional thing that maybe would have passed you by otherwise too.
Interesting. Do you do any other kind of writing, like fiction or poetry, or have you dabbled in that at all?
I've been dabbling, but I don't know how good I am at it. I definitely try to write short stories
Well,
more
I
than
mean, your
poetry.
songs—they almost seem like stream of consciousness stories, and
Yeah.
so you're kind of doing it anyway.
Yeah.
But I'll just ask a couple more questions, and then you let you get back to your day or evening, actually, where you are. How do you have a mailing list? Is there a way that people can personally contact you?
I think the easiest way is through the website. There's just a little link where they can email.
Cool. Just right on the front of your homepage there. Okay. And are you in touch with any MP3.com artists, or have you met any artists online with us, or?
Here and there. I haven't really met them, just maybe discovered some. I have emailed a few people. Oh, I've e emailed Trespassers Williams
Oh, yeah.
and I think Beauty of Gray, and a few others that I can't recall the names off the top of my head. And then I've discovered a lot of artists like the Pernice Brothers and
Excellent.
people like that.
Excellent. So when do you think you'll be launching this new album, and will you tour when you when the album comes out?
Well, it's pretty much finished except for little odds and ends.
Okay.
That I need to do, like little vocal things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hoping that I can have it finished by the end of March.
Mm.
And I guess by the time you get it mastered and copies made, I'm really hoping either end of spring, or early summer. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that.
Cool. Well, we will be looking out for that. And are you going to tour to support it also, do you think, or do little gigs?
I'm going to probably do a gig here, a gig there. I don't know how much I can tour.
Mm-hmm.
Being a mom, I play probably close to home, stick close to home, and maybe go up to New York or Pennsylvania a little bit. But
okay. Well, gosh, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you'll come out to Southern California at some point.
We'll see.
Time and money willing.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we have this great music to listen to, so thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Is there anything else that you'd want to share, or do you feel satisfied?
Pretty satisfied.
Okay. All right, good. Just want to remind people to visit Lisa Serbone. You can get some free music and also purchase her lovely CDs at mp3.com/Lisa Serbone. Again, that's CERBONE. And also make sure to visit her homepage at lisaserbone.com. She's got news, updates, links there. A little bit more of a detailed discography, press reviews and that kind of thing, and also her all-important mailing list. So thank you again for your time. Have a wonderful night, Lisa.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.